Please keep vertical. Otherwise, when you're laying down, I call that flat out meditation. But now we're going to do a nice quiet time for 30 minutes. And I always find, no matter how tired I am, just doing a bit of meditation gets all the energies back into the mind. It's one of Ajahn Chah's sayings that when you want to get energy in the body, you have to exercise it. But when you want energy in the mind, you keep it still. So from stillness, the mind re-energizes. So here, if you can sit with your eyes closed. So with our eyes closed, we can get energy to flow back into our mind. You two have probably been very busy. Now's the time to put down all that busyness. As you close the eyes, and slowly bring awareness onto your body. As always in meditation, we are so patient. Doesn't matter how long it takes. We allow the experiences in our muscles and bones, in our body, to become manifest. So at least we can know, with our eyes closed, being undistracted, we can know how our body feels when it's meditating. We can know whether we have our body in a good posture or not. It is at this point where if you wish to adjust your posture, you do it now. With your eyes closed, you feel more deeply and you make those final adjustments. An adjustment to make the body have a position which it can maintain for the 30 minutes. That's the whole object of the posture. To minimize the discomfort for 30 minutes without needing to move. When the body is reasonably comfortable and relaxed, then we start focusing on the meditation itself. Here we're going for stillness, for rest, for that inactivity of the mind called letting go, and the peace and the freedom and the energy which comes from it. So we begin by focusing in this moment called now, the timeless present, deliberately abandoning all concern for what's going to happen next. Never lingering or carrying around the past. What's gone disappears from our consciousness, as if it never happened. All of our attention is on the moment, just on what's occurring now. Not so much as being in the moment, but being the moment. Consciousness being now. With no memory, no plans, we allow the mindfulness to settle in the moment and give it time. The mind settles into the moment. Allow it to go deeper, so deep into the now that everything becomes quiet. You're fully listening, experiencing the moment in silence, so the words do not stand between you and the experience of now. And pick up the breath in the center of now, in the silence. Am I breathing in or am I breathing out? How do I know? And that feeling of the breath going in and out. However you know the feeling doesn't matter. So just know the breath going in or going out. Silently in the moment. Focusing in the moment with the breath. Not disturbing the world then the world will never disturb you. So no argument or complaint, but embracing the moment, grabbing the now.
We are now approaching the end of another session. So this time when I invite people to look inside their mind and to see how it has developed over the last almost 30 minutes. Just to notice if it has become more peaceful. If it has become more happy, more energetic. If it has found a sense of inner freedom, being at peace with things, rather than always fighting wars. What's it like if you simply meditate, let go of all time, let go of the commentary, go into silence, or with silence, just to be the breath. How peaceful and how wonderful that can be. Now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to the sound of the gong. And don't open your eyes until the last third ringing of the gong fades into the silence. Use the gong as your exit out of meditation into the world.